Welcome back to Radio Row from Super Bowl 50, downtown San Francisco. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline USA and American Forces Radio Worldwide. Of course, brought to you by KFC's new Nashville Hot Chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good. Two people in front of me right now I have a little bit in common with. I'm a USAA member. I played college football too, but that's where the similarities end, because we are joined by Vincent Jackson, NFL wide receiver, and of course the great Hall of Famer and Heisman Trophy winner, Roger Staubach. And Roger, you're here to announce something very important concerning Mr. Jackson here, don't you?
It's been a fun morning being with Vincent, and USAA, the Salute to Service Award, I've had the privilege of being involved with the last few years and on the advisory board, and it goes to someone that really is kind of gotten above and beyond the call of duty to help and care about our veterans, and Vincent is done a whole lot. He's part of a military family, and so the advisory board has selected him as a recipient of the Salute to Service Award on behalf of USAA for this year. And it's after spending the morning with him, and I read all the things he did, and getting a chance to meet him, it's been a real pleasure to present this award to him.
Now, Vincent, your association with our military, and as we all know, we couldn't do any of this frivolity without them.
Absolutely.
Being brave, so we don't have to be. So what does this award mean to you?
Man, it's an honor. It's humbling. Again, it's to me, it's just an opportunity and a credit to, you know, our servicemen and women, you know, how important they are. I mean, to have an award like this and, you know, have so many people in the NFL, whether it's coaches or staff members or players, that are just actively trying to do more and more for our military community. And, you know, I just love the fact that there's awareness out there for it. And, again, I take this as, you know, just a token of the appreciation for our efforts. You know, I'm a part of a team. Obviously, I don't do anything by myself. I have a great crew behind me back in Tampa, you know, with my family and my foundation director, Allison Gorell, and all of her volunteers for everything that we do. And our servicemen and women are just, I mean, you love doing it because they're just so appreciative. I mean, just for the small things. You're just going out there giving your time. And a lot of times that's what I think it just takes, as far as showing somebody that you care, and, you know, for what they're doing, what they're sacrificing. And, you know, our foundation really is trying to bridge that gap and focus on the niche of military families. You know, I think sometimes there's so many great programs out there for the active duty, and, you know, sometimes the veterans with the PTSD, and we all know about those things going on. But I think that spouse and those kids may be left back home, whether there's deployment or whatnot going on. I think that niche sometimes gets a little bit overlooked. You know, being a military kid, with my dad serving over 20 years in the Army, my mom served briefly, and then she served or worked as a civilian for 25 plus years for the government. So I know exactly what these military families endure, and we're just continuing to try to build programs and work with USAA and different organizations that really want to, you know, do this a genuine way, and we're absolutely loving it.
Very well said. Rick Tittle with Roger Staubach and Vincent Jackson. And Roger, my dad was in the Navy when you were. He was a lieutenant commander in the Pacific Fleet, and as a Vietnam vet yourself, we know that some of the veterans, when they come back, did not deserve the kind of reception that they deserved. What do you think now that we are much more appreciative of our troops, not as much as we should be, but the fact that the NFL, for a league, really does go beyond most leagues, I would say, to recognize what our servicemen and women do?
Well, it's been a real wake-up call after Vietnam. Our Vietnam veterans, they were asked to do what our country wanted them to do. It wasn't, if you disagreed with the Vietnam War, the veterans went and did what this country wanted them to do, the men and women. So the Vietnam veteran men and women that were in Vietnam are really supporting our military today like you wouldn't believe, because they know that the momentum is swung to the appreciation of what our armed forces, how they protect, you know, our kids, our grandkids, and this world is still very unstable right now, and it's a volunteer service. So to make sure that our military veterans care about them, that we care about them, is very important in what they tell their children and their grandchildren. So it's USAA has been in the middle of just making everybody aware of the importance of our armed service members and what they do for this country.
Just a couple of football questions each for you before you leave. With the Buccaneers, Dirk Koetter is now the your offensive coordinator, is now the head coach, and Jameis Winston, outside of the very first pass, had a great year, and especially for a kid that young. I had Doug Martin in here, an all-pro tailback. Are things looking up for the Bucs?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, I mean, we got a lot of love and respect for Lovie Smith. You know, he's a great great coach, great person. You know, I really appreciated and enjoyed my time with him. We'll continue to have a relationship with him. But I think the organization, you know, obviously viewed it as Jameis Winston being their investment. Anytime you pick a player first overall in the draft, you're pretty much saying that, you know, that's, especially at the quarterback position, you know, that's, you know, that's who we have to support, and that's who we have to do the best, you know, to make him successful, and we can build around that. So I think Dirk Cutter and his offensive system is the best thing for Jameis. Obviously, you saw the way he flourished and continued to improve each and every week through this season. I saw it firsthand behind the scenes, the way he worked at his craft with our quarterbacks coach and Dirk himself, as far as improving his game and his fundamentals as a professional and as an elite quarterback. And I think he can definitely be an elite quarterback for a very long time in this league. So I think he got to start there. I think that's why the transition was made. But, you know, Dirk's doing a good job. He's going to put all the great pieces in place as far as the defensive side. You know, he brought Mike Smith in, and, you know, I know Mike has got great experiences, you know, running some defenses, has some great, you know, relationships in the league. So the future's bright. Good players there, you know what I mean? Obviously great new staff there. So I'm excited.
And finally for you guys, Roger, looks like Jerry Jones is going to stay status quo one more year with Garrett and Romo, and the injuries have been unfortunate over the years for Tony Romo, especially last year when they couldn't win a game without him. How are your Cowboys looking as we go into the next season? Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic because I remember the 12-4 season, which is two seasons ago, and we went to 4-12. And having Tony back and Dez Bryant back, Scandrick, and some of the players that were hurt gives us a shot of definitely improving on last year's record. And then we got the draft. We got that fourth pick. We have really a good draft. Maybe get a free agent or two. And I do believe with a healthy Romo, we'll be in the thick of it next year.
Hey, Greg, guys, great coming over here.
Thank you
so much. Congratulations, Vincent and Roger. It's really great to meet you. I've been a fan my whole life
Thanks.
As well. So
appreciate
best
it,
of luck to you. Have a great Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll catch up with you guys down the road.
You got
Thanks.
It. Take care.
Thanks a lot.